Now we've got Dave Armstrong. He is with Greenstone Farm Credit Services. He's the president and the CEO. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for being with us. Tell us a little bit about your background.
Well, Tony, I've been with the Farm Credit System in Michigan over 30 years. Grew up in mid-Michigan. Got a lot of agricultural, rural community roots, and I can't think of a better industry to be a part of today.
Family farm?
Family farm.
Yeah?
Yep.
Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
Come
great.
On. Getting up this early?
Yeah, yeah.
And is the family farm still in full time?
No, not anymore.
All right. Tell us about your role. What's your primary focus as the CEO?
Well, as CEO, I'm basically the leader of our co-op. Try to make sure I have all the resources available for our staff members to deliver a dependable and competitive source of credit to all the farm families that we serve throughout Michigan and 11 counties in Wisconsin.
Another important role that you have is with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation Executive Committee. Tell me about that.
The Michigan Economic Development Corporation, as you know, is kind of that portion of state government charged with making sure that we can compete with other states across the country and other countries globally for economic growth. And I am the first appointee by Governor Snyder to represent the agricultural industry. And so in that capacity, I try to make sure that agriculture's voice is heard at the table of the MEDC, and that tools that are used in other areas of our economic development are available to our ag industry.
It's interesting that you say that you're heard. The ag industry is the second largest in the state of Michigan. It would seem like your voice would be booming loud and clear.
Well, it isn't. You know, I mean, Michigan really has not been recognized really as an ag state forever and ever. We've been a manufacturing and automobile-based state for many, many years, and so most of our programs have been geared toward those industries, and we've kind of been kind of a one-horse show, so to speak. And now I think it's clear that we need to continue to diversify our economy around many different industries, and so that when one is kind of struggling, others are able to pick up the slack.
During these troubled economic times in the state of Michigan, agriculture was there. From your perspective, how has agriculture contributed to the state's economy?
Well, it's over $71 billion in terms of economic output, and so that's very significant. And I think that with that kind of economic output, it is more than just, some people say sows, plows, and cows anymore. Agriculture envelops many different aspects of our economy, from retail food delivery to wholesale food delivery to environmental issues, natural resources concerns. So it's wide-reaching, and I think that through all of that, it helps contribute to not only economic development, but quality of life as well in our state.
Melissa Rogers from Greenstone Farm Credit Services was telling me yesterday that beyond California, Michigan and what they do with agriculture is the second most diverse state, and I think we lose sight of that.
Yeah, I mean, depending on who you talk to, over 120 to over 200 different commodities that we grow. Many people would think that it's Florida or it might be Texas, but no, we're number two next to California. So that makes us kind of unique with all the different specialty crops, let alone those traditional crops that we often see in terms of corn, soybeans, wheat, and so on.
What do you do to keep your customers happy? 95% of your customers are just overjoyed. I know you're working on that other 5%. It seems like, especially in the state of Michigan, customer service, that's the biggie.
Well, I really stressed our staff to put our, quote, money where our mouth is. Every customer to us is very valuable, and we're a little unique because we're organized as a cooperative, so our customers are also our stockholders, our bosses, and so we want to make sure we take good care of our customer, again, because they're our boss. And yesterday, we distributed $23.3 million in patronage refunds to our customers for doing business with us, which is sort of unique in these difficult financial times, because many people paint financial institutions with kind of a bad brush. We've been very profitable, and those profits are going back to our customers because we've grown. We have capitalized the institution at levels that we think are adequate, and so we're going to give that money back to them. It actually ended up being about 0.5% off the overall interest rate they would have paid last year.
Dave Armstrong is the Greenstone Farm Credit Services president and CEO. All right, this isn't our grandfather's family farm business anymore. It's a new age in technology and education. Talk about the differences and and what you need to do and what farmers need to do to keep up?
Well, you know, many people say you have to get bigger. In some respects, scale is important today to drive efficiency. We've been able to boost so much more food per acre or per animal unit than we ever could even 30 years ago that it's incredible. But yet, I think there are many opportunities for small farms and certain kinds of markets to be successful as well. It's really understanding the role you want to play in the industry, what customer segment you want to serve, and then figure out how to do that better than anybody else. And again, I think there's a lot of opportunities, both big and small.
Dave, I can remember 10, 15, 20 years ago hearing, especially out in the Iowa area, out there where the farms are, that the big conglomerates were buying up the farms. I tell you what, we talked to a lot of family farm businesses here in the state of Michigan. Where does that stand?
Yeah, Michigan is one of those states where, you know, that while there are some very large operations, farm operations, they're family owned. These are these may be extended families, but they're family owned. They may milk 3,000 cows, but it's still a family. They're not owned by some national or international conglomerate. These are people who've lived in these areas, grown up in these areas, been there for generations, but they've had to get bigger to be viable.
From your perspective, Governor Snyder, in his dealings with agriculture, where does he stand?
Well, he's been a breath of fresh air to our industry. He has really embraced the industry. Just the fact that he has appointed someone, myself, to serve on the Michigan Economic Development Corporation to represent agriculture, that's a first. There's never been anyone that has been appointed to represent our industry, and so I think that speaks volumes, as well as some of the environmental legislation that he's championed in terms of MEEP and other things. We couldn't be happier with his attention.
You can't put a value on having a voice, can you?
No, not at all. It's great to have.
What can the governor, what can legislators do to make agriculture thrive more?
Well, I think, you know, right now, things are going very well. There's really not a lot state government can do because it is a global market. There's not much that our state government can do to control the price of corn, but they can, I think, certainly have a sound business environment. You know, what our state legislature and the governor did in terms of the business tax reform in this state and other reforms that they're trying to move through so it's a friendly climate for businesses to relocate here and other businesses located here to grow and thrive will ultimately produce the jobs and economic development that we're all looking for.
Money is tight, and I recognize that financial institutions are trying to make more funding available for folks for their businesses. How has Farm Bureau kept up with those needs?
Well, we really have not restricted our lending in any way. I mean, we have some very tried and true underwriting standards that we follow in both good and bad economic times, and as long as our customers can show a way to repay the loans, there's plenty of money available. Much of what I'm hearing today in terms of access to credit and so forth is simply because people just don't have a sustainable business model, and until some of those pick up, it's going to be very difficult for financial institutions to fund loans that they can't pay back. They tried that once, you know, and the public got pretty upset when those loans weren't repaid, and so those mistakes are not going to be made again.
All right, before we let you go, what do you hope to accomplish with Ag Day here at the state capitol?
Just create the awareness, sustain the awareness, and make sure that legislators don't forget about the number two industry in the state of Michigan, that's agriculture.
Don't forget the farmer.
That's right.
We've been talking with Dave Armstrong. He is the Greenstone Farm Credit Services President and CEO. Dave, it's been a pleasure. Thanks,
great,
sir.
Thanks, Tony.
You're listening to the Tony Conley Morning Show, 1320 WILS.
Yeah.